Well, Chris, you've been out for a few weeks with injury. It's always nice to be back, but it's ended up being quite a long day in the field in the end for Durham.
This morning when we started taking a few early wickets, things looked a bit different. But as the sun baked the wicket a bit, just got a little bit harder work for the bowlers. Not as much seam movement. So it's been a tough return. But like I say, it's always nice to come back and get my place back.
You had three wickets on the board, I think, in the first 10 overs, but then Brendan Taylor put on a nice partnership with Michael Lum. It just steered knots out of choppy waters, didn't it?
I mean, to be fair, he played pretty well. What did he finish with, 120-odd? He batted quite nicely. Just shows that once you get past that kind of first spell with a new ball, it's actually a pretty good wicket to bat on. And then Samad came in after Lum and again showed you can score a run to you quite quick.
And both sides, from what I can gather, wanted to actually bat today because there was a coin toss, so they were both eager to get in. Nottinghamshire got their way in the end.
That's it. I think there's only been one toss here this year, and like I say, it looks a pretty good wicket from what it normally has a little bit of grass and expect a bit of seam movement, but this one looked a pretty nice one to bat on.
Possibility that you got two really good wickets towards the end of the day. You broke the partnership of 168 with Taylor and Patel. Patel going for 84 late on. Taylor got a 114. In many ways, it's quite reminiscent of what Surrey did on day one against Durham at the Oval 2 or 3 weeks ago when both sides wanted a bat then. Durham ended up with quite a hefty lead in the end of 150.
Like I say, to get the two wickets was massive. It would have been nice if we could have got that extra one tonight. You know, Vessel's coming in at 7 for them. He's been a thorn in our side for a few years. He scored a lot of runs against us, so to have him coming in at 7, it's not ideal as a bowler, to be honest. But like I say, we've just got to fight back tomorrow and hopefully try and restrict him to something reasonable and hopefully a repeat of the Surrey performance.
You've all ended up bowling probably more overs than you would have planned to today because Bryden Carse came off the pitch before tea and we never saw him again this afternoon. So you've all ended up with an extra workload, which means longer ice baths and stuff. I mean, how tiring has it been today?
For me personally, like I say, it's my first game back for 2-3 weeks. So I'm not going to lie, I'm feeling slightly tired and a bit cramping. So the ice baths have been on, but it's never ideal when someone sort of gets injured and, like I say, on a decent wicket as well. It's quite hard work for us, so hopefully the spinners will come into play at some point. And it's nice that Scotty got that big wicket of Samet.
Yeah. You say he's injured rather than illness. What's happened to Bryden?
I think there's something wrong with his foot. I don't think anyone knows the full extent of it yet. He'll have a good quiet night tonight and hopefully see Nigel tomorrow. And it'll be nice to see him back on the park and get some overs in, but just wait and see how he pulls up, I guess.